This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that India is ready to assist in bringing a peaceful resolution to the Russia-Ukraine conflict, underlining that war will not bring any solution. During his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Kazan, Mr. Modi reiterated that dialogue and diplomacy is the way forward to achieve resolution of the conflict. Briefing media about the meeting in Kazan, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri informed that Prime Minister Modi briefed President Putin about his engagements with the Ukrainian leadership and noted that India stood ready to contribute in bringing peace to the region. Mr. Misri said that the two leaders also discussed the issue related to the early discharge of the remaining Indian nationals in the Russian army. Prime Minister Modi also held a bilateral meeting with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian on the sidelines of the BRICS summit in Kazan. PM Modi stated that he had a very good meeting with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian. The two leaders reviewed the full range of relations between the two nations and also discussed ways to deepen ties in futuristic sectors. Replying to a media query, the Foreign Secretary informed that Prime Minister Modi will also hold a bilateral meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the BRICS summit in Kazan today. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed hope that good neighbourly relations between India and China will be strengthened following the recent agreement on border de-escalation. During the daily UN briefing on Tuesday, Guterres welcomed any positive engagement between the two nations, emphasizing the importance of enhancing their relationship. Guterres is also set to attend the upcoming BRICS summit. Union Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari conducted a review meeting in New Delhi yesterday to assess the progress of key national highway projects in Assam, Sikkim and Mizoram. Mr. Gadkari reviewed the progress of 57 national highway projects spanning over 1,000 kilometres in Assam. The discussion centred on accelerating the pace of mobility infrastructure while ensuring sustainability and cost efficiency. Mr. Gadkari also assessed the progress of 21 national highway projects covering 309 kilometres in Sikkim. The meeting highlighted the urgency of expediting the infrastructure development with a focus on sustainability and cost efficiency. India and Pakistan have agreed to extend the validity of the agreement on Sri Kartarpur Sahib Corridor for the further period of 5 years. The agreement had been signed on 24th of October in 2019 to facilitate the visit of pilgrims from India to Gurdwara Darbar Sahib Kartarpur, Narowal, Pakistan, through the Kartarpur Sahib corridor and was valid for a period of 5 years. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that the Narendra Modi government will continue to facilitate country's Sikh communities' access to their holy sites. In Kerala, 5 youths were killed when the car in which they were travelling collided head-on with a truck at Kaladikode near Mannarkar in Palakkad district yesterday. Police sources said that 4 died on the spot while 1 person succumbed to his injuries on the way to the hospital. All the deceased were occupants of the car and the bodies have been kept at the Palakkad district hospital. The present government of Nepal, led by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, completed its 100 days in the office yesterday. Prime Minister Oli assumed office on July 15 this year after taking the oath of office and secrecy at Sheetal Nivas and formed a 22-member Council of Ministers. The present government is a coalition government of the two big parties of the House of Representatives, the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML. In the ACC Men's T20 Emerging Teams Asia Cup, India A will face the home team Oman at Al Amirat Cricket Ground this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The Tilak Verma-led India A have already qualified for the semi-finals as they are unbeatable. On the other hand, the hosts are yet to win a match in the tournament. Pakistan A will take on United Arab Emirates on the same ground at 2:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The winner of this crucial match will march into the semis along with India A from Group B. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.